Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, it's war. Finally. Got an email from a listener over the weekend. Wow, Trump finally responds in Portland. You've been on this for 2 months. Yes, there is a war going on in Portland for control of the federal building. We've been documenting it here for a very long time, months, in fact. There's something we're seeing in Portland, Lee, and our side still is not properly telling the story, not really understanding what is going on. And to understand it, you have to watch Portland. There's a war for the ICE building going on in Portland. It is surrounded 24 hours a day by black bloc violent liberal thugs. They stand on the sidewalks. They assault anyone who complains. And there's a lot of complaining because there's an apartment complex across the way and they blare really loud sirens and noise 24 hours a day to torture the ICE agents inside. That violates the noise ordinance, but the police will not come. Understand what we're dealing with in Portland, because I don't think anybody does. You really have to watch local news to comprehend it. And our side needs to start to do that, because we're not going to be able to defend and explain what Trump is doing properly. What is going on in Portland, Lee, is a coordination between the Antifa and other violent Marxist black bloc thugs and the Democrat leadership. Here's how it works. They get to commit assaults, block the doors, throw Molotov cocktails, and violate noise ordinance. They have become above the law. We have not seen this before, except during other Democrat violent summer of love. They're above the law. So when the ICE agents call because they're being assaulted, the police don't come. When the people who live in the apartments across the street who are being tortured by these black bloc thugs with round-the-clock sirens, they cannot sleep. Some have tried to get out of their leases. They are literally being tortured. They've had to move in with other family members. The police won't come. They are above the law. If you are black bloc, if you are a violent liberal protester, you can do whatever you want in front of that Portland building. And that is why Trump has to send people. And we have got to start to explain this. This is a clear coordination between the Democrat leadership of Portland, who hold back the police to drive the violence, who have now, with their actions, shown that ICE/Antifa in Portland is above the law. Laws don't apply to them. Noise ordinances don't apply to them. When neighbors who live in the apartments and are not political, they just want to sleep, have come out, they have been hit, kicked, beaten, and the police don't come. So this is the liberation of this building. And I don't even know that Trump people are explaining themselves really well why they finally had to go in. And if you ask me, Lee, this is a very delayed response. This is not strong arm Trump trying to be a dictator, take over, being too heavy handed. Democrats are like, oh, why won't Republicans object to this? Blah, blah, blah. This is way late. This has gone on way too long. So when Trump finally did this weekend, I went fantastic. And so many of you, who are used to, listening to the show, you know that something special is going on in Portland. We are seeing the elevation of the violent black bloc thugs to a two-tier justice system standard of beyond the law. They are simply so far above that laws don't apply. This is Fox News from more than a month ago, and I'm going to go back over it so that we can understand what we face in this country, the loss of these left-wing post-American territories. And they're literally using Lee ICE and Antifa against ICE as a guerrilla army.
Every night it happens, Sandra. And, this is happening just outside of an ICE facility with hundreds of Portland residents living in apartments right across the street. And Portland police will not engage out of some fear that it will be perceived as helping ICE in violation of the sanctuary's law.
There's your sirens.
Yeah, that's not authorities.
No, that's Antifa and other thugs.
Down, it's midnight. We the people need sleep.
And what makes this even more frustrating for residents is that Portland police won't respond to noise complaints or even when assaults are witnessed.
I'm calling about the protesters. They cornered two women out here. They need help. They cornered them. Please send the cops.
Sounds like it's time for the Portland militia. I mean, I realize that, Trump sending in federal troops will also accomplish the same goal, but still.
This has been going on, Lee, for 3 months.
Oh, 3 months? 3 months?
Oh, yeah. No, we're actually going on 4.
Portland police have not made a single arrest since June 18th, despite a number of assaults. A protester hit one resident with a megaphone, then a fist. Despite the injuries, no arrest. One resident sued the city to force cops to enforce the laws, and this was uncovered during discovery. One officer telling another on the police radio, quote, if it were not ICE, we could assist directly.
This is a full-on abdication of police duty in a 4-block radius that impacts some of the most vulnerable Oregonians that we have. Now they've said, we're just going to let violent rioters do this for 80 straight nights, and we don't care.
Police in Portland declined an interview, but said in a statement, quote, we take these concerns seriously. At the same time, we are committed to protecting individuals' rights to express themselves peacefully. Now, all of this is on top of 3 straight months of protests in 2020. And this rioting has really taken a toll on the city's reputation. There are so many vacancies in the city of Portland right now that it ranks next to last in good places to invest in the country. And they've lost the top 20 buildings for offices have lost 57% of their combined value in the last 5 years. $1.7 billion down the drain. Sandra?
All right, Dan Springer on that.
And then they will want federal assistance.
Oh, yeah, after the destruction. Absolutely, yeah. They want. And, right now I'm watching the mayor and the governor of Oregon lie their butts off. That there's no violence, right? Nothing is going on. Everything is perfectly fine as they literally, with the police, coordinate with Antifa and these black bloc thugs. I don't know if they're all Antifa. They're incredibly violent, who are out there night after night to ensure the violence can continue. And this is the game that the left is playing. They know they're playing it. I know they're playing it. But our side is not either explaining or understanding what is at stake here. This is absolute lawlessness, where you're watching for the first time the Democrat leaders coordinate with and protect the Antifa thugs. Now, here's the thing that they're doing, and it's really interesting. When they say, hey, there's no crime, we don't no violent. Well, no. When people call 911 and you refuse to send the police when they've been assaulted, when there is violence, then there's no record, Lee. There's no police report. See how this works?
Yep.
It's incredible. And we will lose control of cities to thugs and criminal cartels this way. I've been telling you, we are watching the merger of the Democrats and the cartels. They do this to protect criminal leadership within their cities. They are merging with crime networks. We must take this territory back. We are literally reconquering territory in America from the left. And people who think, well, we'll just let them do what they want. We'll laugh when it all burns. I'm telling you, we're going to lose control of parts of America. It's not what you think. And Americans have never seen this before. We don't understand it. We've never watched a guerrilla war like happens when countries are lost to left-wing guerrillas in places like Central and South America. We don't understand how it works, and we're watching it. And our only hope is for Trump to stop it. We have got to put the leaders of these organizations in prison. They're obviously coordinating with the Democrat Party. We need to trace the funding back. You can see the coordination right there on the street in Portland. Police, don't come. Who then are the police, Lee?
Well, who do they answer to? It's certainly not the well, I guess they're still answering to the city council, but they're not answering to the city residents.
No, the police, the real law enforcement here is Antifa.
Yes, yeah.
That's who has control. They are more powerful than the police. That is what we have to break the back of. And we're getting ready to maybe lose New York City in this way. Do you watch it? I mean, Eric Adams was absolutely heroic what he did dropping out of that race. Yeah. Get out of the way. Because, I mean, I've never, I can't imagine if you'd ever tell me you're pulling for Cuomo, I'd be like, what?
Well,
did I get hit over the head?
Cuomo should pull out too, because he's already been beaten by Mandami, and he's already run as a Democrat and then lost. And technically, at least in most states, if you run for one party, you make an agreement not to run as an independent, which he is doing.
I don't know how we fix this, but I'm telling you, if you think, not you, Lee, but people think that Ma'am Donnie is, oh, it's going to be great. We'll show the country. I'll show them. No, you can never let the ideology that killed 100 million people in the last century take root on American soil. You cannot do it. We have to defeat this guy, or it's going to be an army of Mandami clones in every Democrat primary in these cities. We are going to lose control of territory inside of America. And inside of that territory, you have Marxist regimes, and they will spill out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is, we can't cheer for him to win. Just gotta hope some way the people of New York get some sense and stop him. So Trump has finally ordered troops to protect the Portland ICE facility. And the left will paint this as the actions of a Gestapo dictator. They're counting on that you don't know that Antifa and other Black Bloc violent thugs have surrounded the ICE facility for 3 months now, often outnumbering ICE agents, assaulting them, blocking the entrance, that the federal government has had to position snipers on the roof around the clock to keep ICE agents coming and going alive, also to keep them from burning the building down. So what they like to do is roll those big industrial scale trash cans across the doors to block it. And then there's violent assaults. Democrat Portland leaders are, and Trump needs to explain this better, are coordinating with Antifa and the Black Bloc thugs. So when those ICE agents call 911 for fear of their safety because they're often outnumbered by the guys out on the sidewalk, the police don't come. Folks, that is right out of Marxist regimes. That's how things go in Venezuela. You're the wrong people. You call 911 or whatever their equivalent of it. Police don't come. Police doesn't, they don't come. When the Tren de Aragua thugs who do enforcement for Cartel de los Soles in Venezuela decide that they would like to shoot you, burn your home down because you've, you know, fallen foul of the party, the Socialist Party, you know, Maduro's party there, no one comes to save you. They shoot you. They burn your house down. You call the police. They don't come. This is happening now in Portland. This is the exact same MO. The police don't come, and you heard that in the clip a minute ago when Antifa assaults innocent bystanders and the residents of the apartment complex across the street. They'll come out and, you know, beg, please stop with the air sirens. They violate noise ordinance. Police don't come. You live in that apartment? I can't sleep. I haven't slept in weeks. They're violating the noise ordinance. Okay, thanks for your call. Police don't come. Police don't come when Antifa and Black Bloc leftist thugs terrorize the ICE building. They've essentially become the law in Portland around that federal building. We have to take it back. And it's going on in Chicago, too. That's the crazy part. We're watching it there as well.
Listen to this. DHS releasing images of the guns they say were confiscated from anti-ICE protesters outside a Chicago ICE facility. Officials say 11 rioters were arrested after agents used pepper balls and tear gas to clear the crowds during an aggressive standoff. DHS says they also launched an investigation after discovering an apparent explosive device near the detention facility. That site is currently being used as a processing center for Operation Midway Blitz.
This is a war, folks. These are Marxist guerrillas fighting a civil war. Go through any number of, go back 40, 50 years, Central and South American countries that have succumbed to Marxism and been ruled brutally. This is how it starts. You lose territory to Marxist guerrillas who are wink, wink, nod, nod in coordination with the Democrat Party. They use them as shock troops. And that's what's going on here. Okay, did you see what happened over the weekend? Absolute outrage. Chicago leaders pretending none of what I just played for you has happened. Okay, that none of it happened, just pretending that fact. They have had to put a fence and blockade the roads so that terrorists cannot drive up in vehicles and kill ICE agents in Chicago. So they have to put the fences, keep the liberal thugs back, and then they have blockages in the road. Listen to how that looks.
Today, new fencing surrounds the Broadview Processing Center. A little further down the street, barriers were placed to block traffic. This comes days after clashes between protesters and federal agents. Agents used white smoke and pepper pellets to disperse crowds as protesters blocked the entrance of the driveway. The Department of Homeland Security says 16 protesters were arrested outside the Broadview Processing Center, including for assaulting law enforcement, after rioters and sanctuary politicians obstructed law enforcement through tear gas cans, rocks, bottles, and fireworks, slashed tires of cars, and blocked the entrance of the building and trespassed on private property.
This is a war. Okay, this is from local Chicago TV. This is one of the protesters objecting to the fence and the bollards in the road that block them from, you know, rolling their terrorist operation up much closer to ICE so they can continue with the assaults and the violence. He's mad that he can't get at the ICE agents because now they're so far behind the fence. Listen.
It's disturbing. It's disturbing. It's another attempt at infringing people's right to express themselves publicly.
Okay. I just played for you how they express themselves. Guns, bombs, knives. This is one of the liberal protesters, and he's just mad. He wants to get closer to ICE. Folks, if you want to peacefully protest, it doesn't matter if they put a fence around the facility, does it? It doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything. You just protest outside the fence, right? Have your sign, we'll chant, whatever. He's mad because he can't hurt them. The left now believes, which you just heard there, they believe their right to protest includes a right to violence.
Demonstrators have expressed concerns over Operation Midway Blitz. The Trump administration says it's targeting undocumented immigrants with criminal offenses.
Again, listen to this liberal protester. He's mad because he can't get into the parking lot so he can hurt ICE agents.
It's disturbing. It's disturbing. It's another attempt at infringing people's right to express themselves publicly.
You can express yourself all you want outside that fence where you're going to get off a shot because we found them with guns and bombs and you're not going to be able to strike the ICE agent. That's what they want. They want to be in shooting range. They want to be within bombing range. That does not affect, it affects your ability, these fences and bollards, to perpetrate terror. But it doesn't affect your First Amendment rights. One iota is stand outside the gate. But that's not what they want. They want terror. This is a war, folks. This is an absolute war. And we have this one last chance to lock these people up. We don't get these people in federal prison. I'm talking to people leading this. They're all connected to the Democrat Party. We don't lock them up and lock them up severely. So you think next time I do this, next time I bring my bomb to the ICE facility, I'm looking at 30 years, we will lose control. These terrorists will be committing terror acts for many years to come. We've got to get every last one of these, and we've got to find their connections to Democrat leadership where they coordinate with the police to give these people the upper hand. We don't have a lot of time, folks. 3 years is not a lot of time. We got to get them all. We have to rip these terror networks, and that's what they are, out by the roots. I am not talking about people protesting peacefully. You know it, I know it, and they know it. Meanwhile, y'all, this is unbelievable. What we are watching with Zohran Mamdani. And it really shows you who the Democrats are here. Take a listen.
New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani refusing to condemn the Democratic Socialists of America tribute to convicted cop killer Ashada Shakur. Mamdani pressed on the topic after the group said, quote, the American state brutally oppressed Ashada and her Black Panthers party comrades.
Do you disavow your DSA comrades when they were kind of glorifying Ashada Shakur because of a death in Cuba?
Look, I am running to be the mayor of New York City. I'm running to represent the people of this city. My focus is on the issues of this city, and I'm accountable to those very same New Yorkers.
Shakur was convicted in 1977 for murdering New Jersey State Trooper Werner Forster during a traffic stop. She was sentenced to life in prison but escaped in 1979 and later resurfaced in Cuba. She died in Havana last week.
This is a woman who they get pulled over, execution style kills the cop. It's very simple. It's not hard to understand. Ashada Shakur tried for it, convicted, goes to prison. Her fellow left-wing terrorists break her out of prison, and she manages to escape to Cuba, where she is, of course, welcomed as the Marxist revolutionary she is. You're thinking, what part of this am I missing? You're not missing any part. The Democrat Socialists of America celebrated her death. Her passing, I should say. Honored her, not celebrating that she's dead, celebrated her life. At her passing, she's 78 years old, she just died. Peacefully. In Cuba. Where I'm sure she's happy, she's a communist, Democrats are communists, you know, they're all like the same thing. So the Democrat Socialists of America, which is the party, Ma'am Donnie's party, the guy running for mayor in New York, puts out a tweet celebrating her life, celebrating the execution of the cop for being a cop. And he's asked a simple question. You condemn this. Just say, hey, it's not okay to kill the police. He won't do it. He won't do it. So where are we right now? Well, you want to do a little police killing? Maybe just a little police killing. Okay, it was execution style, but hey, we're Democrats. We love that. Folks, here's what's incredible about this. He's not condemning it. And the Democrat leadership aren't condemning him for not condemning it. Again, these are the same people holding back the police in Portland, in Chicago, in LA, so that the real police, their preferred law enforcement, which is Antifa, can rule the streets. We either crush this now or we're going to live in a country we don't recognize.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They're not even hiding it anymore, Lee. Well. The Democrats' demands aren't for Americans. They don't care about Americans, and they don't care if you know that. Demanding over $1 trillion, including hundreds of billions, to restore illegally, by the way, because it's against the law, free health care for illegals, or else the government shuts down. Not even hiding who they are anymore. J.D. Vance yesterday just went on a tear about this, and good for him, across the networks, talking about, like, how have we gotten here?
Under our system, you need 60 Senate Democrats to vote for the clean continuing resolution that the president and House Republicans have put forward. I think it's preposterous, Martha. And I think the American people really should pay attention to the fact that Democrats are threatening to shut down the entire government because they want to give hundreds of billions of dollars of health care benefits to illegal aliens. I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen a political party actually advertising the fact that they want to shut down every essential function of government, and they want to use that as leverage so that they get more money for illegal alien health care benefits. It's such a stark contrast between Republicans who are trying to put the interests of the American people first and Democrats who I think would want to take money from the American people to give benefits to illegal aliens. We don't want to shut down the government, but if Democrats refuse to just pass this clean continuing resolution, that's exactly what's going to happen. And I think the Democrats are going to bear the responsibility for it.
Well, the Democrats and the media and the mainstream media bear responsibility because this is being misreported. This is being reported as Republicans are trying to cut health care.
Yes.
No. They are saying that if you are providing medical benefits, which are illegal to illegal immigrants, it's going to stop. That's where those cuts are. That's what's going on, and that's not what's being reported by the mainstream media. This is being said that mean old Republicans just want to cut health care for everybody. No. They're wanting to stop the money, the hundreds of billions of dollars worth of benefits that are being spent on illegal immigrants who legally cannot accept those benefits.
And what has happened here is that in the big, beautiful bill, the loopholes that were allowing Democrat states to illegally sign these illegals up on health care benefits were closed, effectively kicking them off. So Chuck Schumer wants to reopen those loopholes so that Democrat states can continue violating federal law, which is what right. they do best. Mm-hmm. But I want to point something out. This was kind of brilliant by Elon Musk over the weekend. You talk about why do Democrats want health care for illegals? They are in a cold panic league because 2 million of them are gone. 1.6 million self-deported and another 400,000 were picked up by ICE. These were future and, as I played in the last segment, sometimes current voters. What they were doing, these illegal immigrants, they show up at the border. Biden gives you the free phone, gets your name. 5 months later, your social security number arrives. You're supposed to be awaiting your deportation trial. It's illegal to give them social security numbers. Yet the Democrats secretly and quietly, and I played the Newsmax piece in the last segment, secretly and quietly were giving them social security numbers and sneaking them onto the rolls. 1.5 million illegal immigrants on the Medicaid rolls, at least including people with criminal convictions and cartel connections. Mm-hmm. Now, why would Democrats do that? Why would they sneak around and do that? I'm going to let Hillary Clinton explain. This is Hillary Clinton, 1993. She's pushing for socialized health care. Take a listen.
As to illegal aliens, we agree with you that we do not think the comprehensive health care benefits should be extended to those who are undocumented workers and illegal aliens. We do not want to do anything to encourage more illegal immigration into this country. We know now that too many people come in for medical care as it is. We certainly don't want them having the same benefits that American citizens are entitled to have.
She understood it was a magnet. But you know what Elon Musk points out here? This is amazing. Funny to think, this is what he tweets, funny to think that Bill Clinton's policies when he was president were essentially MAGA. They were. That's her. Because remember, he put his wife in charge of, if you weren't following politics then, and I was too young, but like he put her in charge of selling socialized medicine. Yeah. She was very clear, illegal immigrants, no, we don't want a magnet for them to stay, which tells you the Democrats know what they're doing. They right. want them to stay.
Yeah.
Now we're told this is far-right Gestapo, Hitler, Nazi, fascist extremism. No, it was the position of the Democrat Party under Bill Clinton. We have not changed. We are where Hillary and Bill were in 93 and 94. They have changed.
Yes, the party.
Yes, and that retro clip shows you that.
Yeah.
And folks don't realize as recently as 2012 and 2011, I should do a podcast on this, Lee. I have all kinds of audio in the vault from Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all of them advocating for a wall, advocating for illegal immigration to be stopped and halted because it hurt blue collar workers. And they were defensive. Bernie Sanders, same thing. He's on record, too.
Now, all these politicians you just mentioned are pandering for socialist votes as Democrats and you know, changing their stance on policy that they had adhered to decades ago.
Yeah. And when, you know, when you have the Speaker of the House, and I saw his first tweet, I saw it on Gab, and someone had screenshotted it, and I thought, oh, that's fake. That's AI. Come on. The Democrats aren't seriously saying they're going to shut the government down if we don't give a million and a half illegals health care benefits. So, by the way, each one of these illegals, it's not just for them. Some of them represents like their whole family gets the benefit. You know what I'm saying? They're just the one that signed up. So it's more than 1.5 million illegals. That's why they need hundreds of billions of dollars. I thought it was, no, I was like, that can't be real. Somebody's just AI'd that. And I look on his feed. It really is the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. He's like, no, they want benefits for illegal immigrants. Because of course they do. They're desperate to keep them here. Desperate. How can you vote Democrat if you're in Guatemala? Stephen Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff for Trump, nails this. Here we go. It's locked up. Let's see. Here we go.
Well, the Democrats are demanding free health care for illegal aliens. Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries have been clear. They will not fund law enforcement. They will not fund the military. They will not fund public safety. They will not fund the operations of the federal government that your tax dollars pay for unless they get free health care for illegal aliens. That is the biggest losing message and the biggest losing argument in American history. We will see if there's enough Democrat senators who are dumb enough to follow Chuck Schumer off the edge of that cliff.
Terra Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.